listening to Recharged Radio.
Recharge Radio live from the Go-Go Festival. This is Justin Wayne, along with two very lovely ladies.
Woohoo! Hello, yes. Everyone. It's me, Moomin, and the very lovely Recharge Radio minion.
Hey, it's Remedy.
How's it going?
It's going wicked.
We finally got you on a microphone. It needed to happen.
It did. So I was invisible minion, and now I've got a voice.
A minion with a voice.
Promoted.
Well, we had a really lovely day yesterday. We had lots of lovely people coming in here
and chatting to us, and yeah, we had some great fun.
Really,
we've
really
got
good
music coming into the studio, to the station to
yes,
be played
we
soon
do
as well.
We
so you'd be able to
Remedy
hear lots
sorted
of stuff.
Christine
in the Valley.
That's right, Christine in
the
Valley.
And Red and Pink.
Yeah. Yeah. Pinkhurst are going to send some music through to us as well.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Lots of stuff kind of happening.
Yeah.
And we have Inspector a really
Betty
we have a
yeah,
we have a full docket on the day as well. We've already got a couple of interviews set up. We've got Grey Matter. We're going to see.
Yeah,
we're going to see. You tell us. You've sorted it out. You tell
well,
us.
Well, I've put my dibs in on getting top comedians Zoe Lyons in to say a few words, and also Mitch from the Short and Girly Show. They'll be in the comedy tent later here today.
Yay!
And hopefully good fun too, as long as they're not too hungover from their partying last night.
Because I know we are, guys.
Speak for yourselves. I'm a clean living individual. Yes. Honest, Gov.
Well, we're going to be speaking to you and speaking to other people later on today. So thanks very much for listening to live updates at the Go-Go Festival here.
Go-Go Festival with Recharge Radio.
Yeah.
You know it's good.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled.
Yes, and we love you too, Jordan.
Can't be running with you no more. Please give me a chance to get over.
me and Kaz and Remedy, although she doesn't have a microphone now. We've stolen it. And,
yes, we have stolen Remedy's mic.
And we've given it to Sandra, who runs a candy bar in London, and she has some things to tell us about TV shows that are coming out related to it. How are you?
Yeah. Candy Bar Girls, which is going to be on Channel 5 starting the 7th of July, so not long to go. And it's kind of all about London lesbians and what we get up to, which kind of hasn't been the subject of a kind of documentary kind of series.
No, there's been lots of dramas and sort of like real sort of ramping up the sex and glamour side of it, but nothing that's real life. I'm not saying lesbians aren't sexy and glamorous, because they are, but nothing that's sort of like concentrating on them as lesbians as people.
Yeah, precisely. I think it's kind of secondary. It's like obviously my boss bought the candy bar, Gary bought the candy bar, which is part of Coup Group now, back in January.
Yeah.
And when we bought it and we walked in, they went, oh, by the way, they're going to make a TV show. And we're like, oh, cool. fabulous. And it's about loads of London girls that happen to be gay as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of following like me and how the bar is developed, and the bar is kind of a character all of its own, because it goes through this massive
change. Building
the
business up and keeping it going, that sort of the reputation side of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely, changing the reputation, because a lot of girls haven't been into the candy bar and they go, oh, I haven't been in 10 years, and it's showing that there is a difference. You know, we made the music more accessible, it's quite chart music and everyone knows it, and just like the staff are really, really nice, and we've worked hard to make it a place where girls want to go now.
Yeah.
And so the TV shows that, and I'm telling you now, so hopefully your listeners will actually go, oh, okay, maybe we'll try the candy bar again. And
one of the things you said was you've changed the paint of the
entire bar. Yeah, we got rid of the pink.
Okay.
Oh my God, the pink.
Was it really like really ridiculously pink before then?
It's pink when it was cool about 20 years ago, pink. And you know, you're like, and obviously everything dates and everything needs a kind of bit of a kind of touch up and everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
So is there a big colour scheme now? Is it more neutrals and more relaxed?
It's kind of like relaxed and kind of a little bit classier now, all kind of black and white and cool.
Oh, nice.
And lots more seating than used to be.
Oh, that's one thing I hate. One thing I hate is going to a pub or a bar and you look around, especially if you're in like platforms or heels.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to sit down, and there's like maybe two tables with a couple of chairs and 50-100 people having to stand there with their drinks, and it just doesn't make you want to stay there.
No.
But if you can actually sit down with friends and chat and drink, you're going to stay there longer, so I guess it's better for business for you.
It is. I mean, we had the upstairs area, which had a pool table, and it was all really dark and dingy, and we were like, well, let's get rid of the pool table and put seats in, and people use it now, so it's been an amazing thing.
Yeah. Remedy, the recharged radio minion, also likes new candy bar.
Mm. Excellent. So I love that endorsement.
maybe this is a stupid question to ask, but do you sell candy bars at the candy bar?
No, we do give away sweets. But
good.
Then again, the staff eat quite a lot.
Of the giveaways.
Myself. Like, oh, no, jelly babies. And so I'm trying not to put on too much weight while working at the candy bar. But so my gym membership might have to be renewed. Yeah, there's still lots of sweets. We might not have to get too many from now on. But, yeah, we should sell chocolate bars. What do you reckon?
I think it would be a good goer. And if you can sell a nice cup of tea or coffee at the end of the night as well, that'd be perfect.
Oh, I'll think about that one.
It's just one of those things someone asked us, do you guys have batteries? Let's say have rechargeable batteries that you sell for...
Recharge radio.
Yeah. We can have Recharge Radio logo on it. Someone mentioned that, and I was like, that's a good idea.
Oh, not bad. I think you could be onto something there.
It's not as much fun as candy bars at the candy bar.
No, I completely agree with you there. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so it's the 7th of July is the big launch at the candy bar for the TV show.
Yeah, 10 o'clock we start showing the TV show live on our screens. And so there's loads of girls that can go down. I mean, it's the perfect place to watch it, really.
Yeah.
You know, the candy bar girls in the candy bar.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
And it's on Channel 5.
Channel 5, 10 o'clock starting July the 7th for 6 whole weeks.
Okay.
Excellent.
So, yeah, have a bit of an insight of what went on behind the scenes when we actually renovated it.
All right.
And I never screamed at my boss, honest.
There's no video evidence of it, at least.
I hope not. I hope they didn't put it in. But it's about real life themes of, you know, like a, you know, like a breakup of a relationship, you know, girls getting together. My girlfriend and I have just had a little baby boy.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And so you see part of my life as well as me DJing. There's also, you know, my home life and seeing little Niccolo, who's adorable, but very, very hard work, because obviously he wakes up all the time. So lots of real great stories and great girls. They really are a really nice bunch. I've made some really good friends too.
Oh, excellent. And thank you for coming by, Sandra.
Oh, no problem.
Is there a place on the web that we can there's information about it? And
you can go on to our Facebook page, which is Candy Bar Soho, and there's lots of links to all our club nights, but also the Candy Bar Girls. If you type in that, you'll find a group talking about it and what's coming up.
Oh, excellent.
Cool.
Cool.
So check it out.
Well, thanks once again, Sandra, for sitting with us.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you on the 7th.
Yes. Indeed.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I rode my pony eyes over what she just said. Claims to know it all. She's in for a fall. She's far too tall.
This is Recharged Radio live at the Go-Go Festival. This is me, Moomin, and the very adorable and attractive Mr. Justin Wayne. And we have a rather special guest here, don't we
do.
Justin?
The most specialists of special
The specialist. The most specialist one ever.
I like that.
We have Becky. Introduce yourself to people in Listenerland and tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, hi, I'm Becky, and I'm the organiser of Go-Go Festival, which is Europe's biggest outdoor women's weekend. That's me.
So you have been running around organising, getting all these amazing artists on the bill. How difficult was that for you?
It was quite easy, actually. We got a lot of people that applied. We had about 600 bands and artists and performers that emailed saying, can we play, can we play, can we play? So, nice. You know, we just went through them, and that took a long time. Because sure. Obviously you've got to listen to quite a lot of tracks and stuff. Yeah. But that's a real perk of the job, because obviously we love music. And so we went through and picked about 50 different artists, and they're all on the stages this weekend.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, and you've been really nice. I mean, everyone's had nothing but good things to say about you and your team and everything. And it's been a really good vibe around, and it's been really great.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that. I'm sure the team will love the feedback.
Yeah. Well, you guys have sort of put it together with, it's sort of a family affair, the productions team. Tell us a little bit about who you've got on your productions team.
And sure. Well, Katie and myself, we head up the festival, and we've managed to rope in a lot of our really good friends and a lot of family members as well, who are sort of stewarding for us this weekend or backstage, including Katie's granddad, who's 86. And he's wandering around, sort of helping out and, you know, litter picking and all sorts of other things that need to be done. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I've got to rope everyone in.
Yeah, very cool.
I was just about to say, that sounds like just a really great way for family to bond as well.
Yeah.
Just everyone mucking in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, without them, it would be really difficult. You know, they're a great support. And, you know, obviously we've got fantastic friends who are doing this as well, and stewards. And, you know, we've got a really, really good team, and that's what makes the whole event run so well. So.
Yeah. Well, how long have you guys been on site then this week? Are you guys here from Monday or...?
I've been here since last Sunday, so I've been here for a week now, and the weather was perfect then. It was so hot, I got sunburned, I thought, right, I'm going to be tanned over the weekend, and no, it rained, but it hasn't dampened the spirits and the atmosphere.
No.
Everyone's just mucking in, quite literally, and just enjoying the weekend, so it's fantastic.
No. It hasn't seemed like it's got ridiculously muddy yet either. It's been all right. Hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, it's really weird because, I mean, we're out camping here, and you'd thought by now, like, around the tents would be a mud bath, but it's still mainly grass.
Yeah.
It's good. I have to say, there's good drainage here.
That's right, yeah.
Excellent drainage.
Yeah. Excellent drainage.
Prepared for all weather.
Well, tell us about what you guys sort of have planned for next year.
We is it, 2012 is afoot.
It started as Lesgo Camping last year. This is the second year, is that correct?
Yeah, this is the second year. Basically, we had Lesgo Camping last year. It took us 3 months to plan from sort of the seed of the idea to the actual event. And we didn't really know how to do it, and just sort of bundled everything together. Mm. Got it working, got about 500 women. And then this year we rebranded. We thought, Lesgo Camping, it's too exclusive.
Mm.
And we wanted to open this up to a lot of people. And also make it a festival. The word camping in there just gave it the wrong idea, because it's a festival that we wanted to bring. So we rebranded in January, and that's just made sales rocket. And so many women have come down this weekend. I mean, I think we've got about 2,500 this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, and next year we'll have a lot more.
Yeah, I noticed I was flicking through the sort of like guide for the weekend, festival guide, that you're running a competition for 2012 Go-Go Festival.
Yeah, we're asking people to take film of you know, and put it on YouTube, or take photographs and stuff and stick them on Facebook. And the people who have the best ones will be picked out and given VIP tickets for next year's event.
Excellent. Have you got any bands lined up? That's the sneaky question. Anything you can give us any sneaky peeks or hints about?
I can't tell you that, but I can tell you that it's going to be bigger and better, and we've got a lot of new things that will be coming in next year as well.
Ooh, so, that sounds exciting.
Top secret, but keep an eye on the website.
There certainly is scope to go quite a bit further down, isn't there, as far as camping in space and all that sort
of
stuff?
Yeah, not just there. We've also got other areas on this site that we can open up, and so we can have quite a lot of people here.
So maybe even, like, you've got two stages at the moment, so maybe even a third stage, maybe.
That's certainly in the pipeline for a future.
Very nice.
Cheers too.
Yeah, and you've done really some really interesting things this weekend. We've spoken to a lot of the artists already, and then you've done sort of an acoustic stage yesterday, and today you've got a comedy.
That's right. So yeah.
I think almost all of it is independent. I think that's what more or less drew me to it most, I think.
I mean, we try to get artists that are sort of just breaking out, and you know, they're really talented, they're absolutely amazing, and it's great to be able to give them a stage to perform to a large audience. And we've got a signings and merchandise area, and they've been swamped, you know. They're making so many great fans, and you know, it's just a great vibe here, and it's great to be putting on music that, you know, perhaps people haven't heard about these bands before, but they do now, and they love them.
Yeah,
and it's just all about that.
I haven't seen a single act here get a bad reception from the crowd, even in sort of like, we're in the Recharged Radio tent here, cowering from the rain outside. But even despite all the rain, every artist has had a good crowd in front of the stage.
Yep, the people that are selling umbrellas and ponchos are doing a roaring trade. But it's great to see the hardcore audience out there. They just put them all on and still carry on partying.
So do you guys have a lot of connections then into the, I mean, to get 600 submissions and stuff? How did that sort of come about? Because the music quality this weekend has been outstanding. And because we're right behind the stage here, we've listened to everything, and it's been really, really good.
So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
How have you sort of come about these artists? Has it been just through submissions, or?
Yeah, from Let's Go Camping, we had a few people that had applied, and you know, it was quite sort of difficult because it was our first year, and sort of finding female-fronted bands and artists. When you start looking, you think there's hardly anyone out there,
right?
And then once Let's Go Camping had finished, we started getting a few people apply, and then the word just spread, and then it just went mad.
Yeah.
And you know, when we relaunched in January to Go-Go Festival, we just were flooded with applications, absolutely flooded. I mean, there were so many talented artists that applied that we just thought, we would love to put you on, but we just don't have the capacity with just two stages. But, you know, that means we've got a great pool of talent we can tap into next year.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks very much for sitting down with us. I know you're really busy.
That's all right.
Taking the time. Definitely.
Can I just say one last thing?
Of course.
At the moment, we've got special offer early bird tickets for 2012, and they're available on the website at www.gogofestival.com for the special price of £85.
That's brilliant.
Bargain.
It is for the whole weekend.
And that was that Friday to the Monday.
Friday to Monday, including the camping and obviously all the entertainment.
That's fantastic.
Excellent.
And the food here, I mean, I know it's not extremely cheap, but it's not as expensive as a lot of the festivals that I've been to.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I was surprised.
Definitely affordable.
Yeah, the food. And also, there's a great range. There's the traditional burgers and chips type job, but there's also like a wide range of like vegetarian and vegan options as well, which I thought was a really nice touch.
Yeah, we just want to cater to everyone's tastes, and you know, we're doing our best, and obviously next year we'll have more food vendors available as well.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to get everyone satisfied at one level or another.
Oh, that's really great. You've done really well there.
Oh, thank you.
I speak as a paying customer on the food front.
Well, on a personal note, I just want to say thank you to all the stuff you've done for Recharge Radio and for just being really nice to me by email and stuff.
Well, thank you to you guys. You it's much. Great to really. Have your involvement.
Of course. We look forward to next year as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have you here again.
Yeah. Excellent. Great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks, Becky.
Cheers. Bye now.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.
Here, knocking on the door, it's never easy.
backstage once again at the Go-Go Festival. It is Moomin and Justin and Remini sat across the table from, but very close to, it seems. Closer and closer. Is Alexia and the Treetops, which was Alexia Chellin, and now is Alexia the Treetops. And this is the first gig you guys have done as Alexia and the Treetops, then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was, it wasn't even billed as Alexia and the Treetops, was it? So this is like...
No,
it was
a secret.
Yeah,
it was a secret. So I got the gig and then I was like, hey guys, what are you doing? Let's play. Because we all know each other from football.
Okay.
And we've been friends for a long time, so yeah. We always have jams and do things together and everyone seemed to be around.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So we busted out some jigs.
Yeah.
And ended up being Treetops.
Top of the trees.
So why Treetops then?
It was a vote.
Yeah.
It's going to be Alexia and the Grapes. Oh, yeah, Alexia and the Grapes.
That's one of them. Thank God we didn't go in there.
I liked it.
I should introduce you. I haven't missed that. We've got Bex over here.
Hello.
What do you play?
Bass.
And shakers. At the same time?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Talented.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
And then Alexia's in the middle.
And the drum.
Say hello.
Hello.
And then the drummer, who I made fun of, who's an American.
Yeah, punk ass. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Leslie.
And then Rye on the end. Rye. What do you play? Shakers and bits.
Singing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Which is important.
Yeah.
As opposed to shakers and bits.
Shakers and bits. Which is bits as in the bass.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So how long did you play by yourself before you decided to get these guys in?
Dunno.
Long time.
Forever.
Always. Since you were born?
Yeah, since I was born probably, yeah.
About 10 years probably.
Yeah, and probably out in public for about 3 or 4.
Okay. And you were saying as well, I think it's really cool that you're bringing in some of the things that you like to do, like as far as you're talking about doing yoga festivals and indie music festivals as well.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I travel to yoga festivals and teacher trainings to sing while people meditate and do exercises and relax. So I'm like the live CD player.
Yeah.
So I assist the teacher and he gives the instructions and then they start doing what they need to do. And then I'll sing. And we'll sing Indian mantras. So that's lined up summer work for me. Traveling around Europe doing that.
Do you sort of does that influence come into the music at all as well?
Sure, always brings a good vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do yoga before the show, like all together?
Yeah, we're yogis, so we're continuously doing yoga.
All the time, right now?
Yeah, yoga for the householder.
That's it.
Simple.
Yeah, I did a bit of yoga this morning.
Did you?
And then there was the football yoga.
Yeah, and we play football, so that
was good.
Okay. Yeah. We play football and we sing together, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What more is there?
Completely. Yeah,
so.
Do you play in an amateur league or is it just kick about in the park?
We play on a Tuesday at 6 on the Hove Lawns in
Brighton. Yeah. Calm down.
So it's the place to be. Yeah.
Tuesdays at 6 at the Hove Lawns.
Yeah.
Get along for kick about.
Alexia chilling.
With a football.
Yeah.
Did you play in the five-a-side over there?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was so
our
funny.
Toes busted.
Yeah. We got some really hardcore ones. And
there was a
barefoot.
And they
were
had like studs on.
Oh, really? They were all kitted out.
You got to run out of the way. Run out of the way of them.
Yeah, totally.
Just kind of dance around them. It's true, though. You got to keep... No, it wasn't. It's like... But hey, it's all good. Yeah, it was good fun.
Do they have a little tournament organized over there or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Just
we just kind of... A bunch of us just... had a football and were playing. They got some mini goalposts, so that was the fun thing about it.
What are the plans then for you've got some summer gigs coming up, festivals and things going around? And
yeah, we'll play together again. We don't know where. Probably later on in the tent.
Yeah.
And then we'll just keep on playing.
Yeah, come to the tent. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, totally. So we'll play again sometime.
Yeah. Did you like it with the Treetops next?
Yeah. It was so amazing.
Yeah, it was our first time all together.
It was so fun to be playing and look around and having like bass come in and then drums come in and voices. It's cool. Very good.
Yeah. So,
we're honored.
Are there any plans to go in the recording studio and record as a group then? Or is that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it. We all secretly want to.
We want to.
And we haven't really talked about it.
Is this decision being made live now?
Yeah, we've got it on record.
Alexia Chillin, are we going to do a recording?
Yes.
It's on. It's
there you
on.
Go. We've got it on. So you just, if something happens, just bring us up.
And we can download it as a podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
weekends.
Well, hey, thanks for coming and chatting
You're
with
welcome.
Us. And thanks for sending. You've sent me the music beforehand, so we've been playing it on the show
yes.
already.
And we've got CD continue. Here.
She's, yeah. They've signed their CD for us, so.
We're happy.
Fantastic
Enjoy.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. And where do we find you? Where do we find you online? Is it
well?
Is it
telescopicbaby.com. Telescopicbaby.com is a new label that I'm on with some good buddies, and that's really good. We're all working together to do this new project, which is a couple of us from Brighton and London and Scotland.
Okay.
These guys. So. It's all
cool.
good.
Awesome. You'll have to send them our way when they need airplay.
Yeah. Cool. I will.
Send them on over.
Yeah. Nice one.
We'll take good care of them. If they invoke your name.
Good.
Well, thanks very much for coming down.
You're very welcome.
Very nice to meet you all.
You too.
And we'll see you out there now that the sun's come out now.
Yeah.
Yes. Find
sunshine.
This afternoon.
Maybe we can see blue sky.
Yeah. Let's get this on footy.
Cool. Yeah.
Hey, Alexi brought the sun out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did.
Yeah.
Oh, we did see that. Yeah. Well done.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Talk to you soon.
Have a good evening.
You called me up one day and asked if I'd meet you, and that's when I thought someday love to be with a girl like you. And oh, so we sat in a coffee shop watching people go by, sharing time and stories about our lives and why. So dance with me, baby, through the night under the soft moonlight. Yeah, there we stay for a while. Yeah, dance with me, baby, through the night under the soft moonlight. Yeah, there we stay for a while. We're drinking tea and talking, our cups the size of bowls, wishing that bowl was never ending. 'Cause I could see into your soul that you smile. My heart beats like I'd run a million miles. Had to play it cool so you'd not see that I'm a love fool. So dance with me, baby, through the night under the soft moonlight. Yeah, there we stay for a while. Yeah, dance with me, baby, through the night under the soft moonlight. Yeah, there we stay for a while. And your eyes I can stare into all my life. And as you go about your ways, I just wanna say to you on this day, girl, you're amazing. Only if you come to me, you know that I'll be, oh, I'll be waiting. So dance with me, baby, through the night under the soft moonlight. Yeah, there we stay for a while. Yeah, dance with me, baby, through the night under the soft moonlight. Yeah, there we stay for a while. Dance, oh baby, baby, won't you dance? Oh baby, baby, won't you dance? Oh baby, baby, won't you dance?
Hello and welcome back to Recharged Radio. We are live at the Go-Go Festival, and this is me, Moomin, and the very beardy Justin Wayne. And we
it's
are here.
It's not very anymore. I've trimmed it.
He's still very beardy. He's beardier than I am. And we are here with a very lovely Dewey, who is fresh from the stage. Dewey, welcome to Recharged Radio Tent.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
And we just had a really brilliant chat about lots of things, so hopefully we can reproduce some of that. Because sometimes I feel like it's good to have a little chat beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a big chat beforehand.
It
was a fun chat.
But you've sent us stuff. We've played your stuff already on the show, and you've been very nice to us on Twitter as well. So thank you very much for that.
I'm not very good at tweeting.
Good enough at it, because it's funny because some people don't, you know, just this sort of like at reply such and such is really good, because then your followers see our name and our followers see your name, and everyone's happy. That's all it is, really.
Tell me more. Keep telling me more.
That's all it is. But have you found Twitter to be a good tool for you as far as getting your music out there a little bit more and talking to people?
Yeah, I think so. There's a
BBC Gloucestershire introducing show, and I've been played on there a couple of times, and then other radio DJs have heard it, they've liked it, and they've tweeted it. So then they'll say, Gloucestershire musician Dewey's playing such and such, really good, go and see her, go and catch her, sort of thing. And she's got 700 or I don't know how many followers, and then they all get to see that, assuming that they log on or whatever. It does work. Yeah. It's just getting your head around it. It's quite interesting, really.
Well, and I think it should be said that your music is sort of country, and obviously we play it, and I would have thought on the program at the moment we'll play some afterwards. I find it a little interesting. Maybe that's the right word. Interesting that a British person is playing country music. How did you get into it? I mean, how did you discover it? Is this something you've always played, or did you live in the States for a while, or how did it work?
No, I've been over to the States, but at the time I was on a bit of a pilgrimage to go to CBGBs when I was in New York. So, if anything, when I was over there, that's the music I really enjoyed, and I went to New York for the purpose of going to see the roots of Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't really into it then, but my dad's really into country music, and I grew up with it, so I was just immersed in it, but didn't really acknowledge it as a genre. I just liked it because my family liked it. And then my dad said, hey, listen to this. This was on Bob Harris, and this was back in about 2000 and... Oh, blimey. About 2004, must have been. And he played Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show. And I was just hooked, and I just kind of picked up the guitar. I hadn't really sort of learned anything in particular. I might have just bashed out a few things with some friends while we'd having a night out. And then eventually it just became that I wanted to play stuff like Old Crow Medicine Show. I'd already learned some Dolly Parton. And like I say, because it wasn't a genre that I was aware of, I just liked the music, it then the songs that I chose became very... were very country songs, so it just came from that. And then, you know, I bought some nice boots and
There is something to be said about a nice pair of cowboy boots.
These are nice. These are nice ones. And I went to Arizona last year, and just loved all the music out there. Went to Vegas and Arizona, and went on a riding ranch, and so just kind of felt very much part of it, and did a bit of Route 66 and stuff, and so that was like the next trip to America when I was into this sort of music. But no, I love it, and I think a lot of people like country music, but it's a bit of a guilty pleasure, really. Or they don't say they do. You say, oh, country's just about people who, you know, sing about their wives left them and their dogs just died. But actually, you say to them,
yeah, that's the blues as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, but do you like Johnny Cash? Yeah. Do you like the Eagles? Yeah. Do you like country? Oh, God, no. And this is balmy, you know. Yeah. But it's such a good. The lyrics are so dry as well. There's really good meaning behind them.
There is. I mean, I recently. Justin's about going to look shocking, saying, but I went to see Jay Severitt recently when he was over here.
Really? Yeah.
And I've seen him a couple before, and absolutely love his stuff.
Yeah.
Red Revelations is a brilliant album, but supporting him was a female artist called Delta Maid.
Oh, she's brilliant.
And she's from Liverpool, and she just does the most sweet, soulful country and blues and bluegrass tinged music, and it's really nice to listen to.
She changed her name to Delta Maid. Yeah. She changed it by Depot because so it gave it more, because otherwise she had this kind of very English name, like my name is very boring, so that's why I go into Chewy.
Yeah.
And she did it, and I saw her Big Chill. She was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and just effortless. Her vocals are just effortless.
It's sort of this beautiful country, and then she's sort of like this Scouse accent in between.
I know, it's good.
It works though, I think it makes it interesting that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, country is global, because the themes that everyone has had, you can relate to, it's a lot of the struggle of the working man.
Yeah, definitely.
Or working woman.
Yeah, a bit about drink, a bit about drugs, a few murder ballads, you name it, it's all thrown in there.
And that's almost any genre or opera or anything like that.
There you go.
Indeed.
I think it's just the cheesiness that people don't really like, and I think Nashville's quite cheesy, but I prefer the slightly more sort of Appalachian kind of stuff, the rootsy folk stuff came over, that originally originated from Irish folk, Scottish folk, English folk, when people moved over then, the sort of 1800s, and then they made it their own kind of music, and that's what I really like.
Well said.
Thanks.
I think it seems like, I mean, not to continue on this topic too long, but it does seem a little bit like it's become like pop music. There's a country is sort of a dirty word.
Like country music TV.
Yeah.
You know, people know there's good pop music. People just need to be reminded that there's good country music as well.
Yeah. It's just music.
It's just music, man.
Yeah. Which I think is how people associate, you know, perhaps Johnny Cash and the Eagles. You know, I'll give those examples again, but I think that's, people just associate them with being music.
Yeah.
But if you try and find Johnny Cash and HMV, you'll have to go to the country section.
Yeah.
Dust off the cobwebs.
Well, you've done some really interesting things. We were just talking about, I'm going to get it wrong, is it achy fingers?
Sore fingers.
Yeah.
Close. I'd say sore fingers, tender. Sore, tender fingers must be the name of it that they've shortened. So, but yeah, it's a old-time bluegrass school, tuition school in the Cotswolds, and they ship over a load of tutors from the States, Kentucky, Nashville, etc. And you just get immersed in beautiful music for a week long. It is just wonderful. Fiddle offs and playing with mandolins, and then there's somebody striking a dobro in the corner of the bar, and then it comes to 7 o'clock when lessons are over and everybody's in the bar with jugs of ale and, you know, local ale and songs, and you're just playing the same songs every night, or you throw in a few kind of new ones, and everybody's just playing the same music, and it's amazing. It's like being at a music festival but being part of the music festival. And it's wonderful.
That's very cool. Did you go as a tutor or a tutee or a player?
A student.
Right,
as a student. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I was in the guitar class with a guy called Jim Hurst, who was just brilliant. He's so funny. I think most of the time we spent there laughing, and he just taught us some valuable nuggets. But I think I spent a week long just listening to him play and just laughing. Yeah, it was great. That's some good stories.
All right.
But how did you get involved with Go-Go Fest?
Through Georgie from Grey Matter. I supported them. It must have been about this time last year. They played a gig at Ascot, and they asked me to support them. So went down, and we just all got on really well. They liked what I did, and then I think she sent me an email a couple of sort of weeks after, just saying, "Go-Go are looking for musicians." Just go on the website, you'll find the email. And so I, you know, name drop, said, "Oh, Georgie from Grey Matter said," and then just got into that, and they were like, "Yeah, I'd love you to play." I'd love to play again. Hint, I'd love to play again. I really would.
Subtle hint for 2012 Go-Go Fest, dear Go-Go Fest organisers from Dewey.
Thanks, Becky.
We interviewed Becky earlier, and she said one of the perks of organising a festival was going through all the music submissions.
Yeah, I bet. Brilliant. Yeah. The ones that you're like, "Oh, blimey, I'm not sure about them," or definitely them. That would be good fun.
I think it could be, definitely.
It's one of my favourite things about doing the show.
It's going through all the music.
And sometimes it's fun to get it, sometimes it's good to find it.
You're
like, "Oh, I found this right here." But less about me. where can we find you on? Because you're obviously on Twitter. What's the Twitter? Is it Dewey Music as well?
Yeah. So everything bar Reverb Nation is / Dewey Music.
So that's
Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and then Reverb Nation is / just Dewey.
Okay. So it's Jueyj.
Jueyj.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Joey.
No.
Or if you put it in your phone. So if you go onto the internet and you put it in your phone, it comes up as auto spell as jury.
Yep.
So we've got jury service, or we've got a small kangaroo.
Yeah.
But it's actually the Caribbean land crab that is known as jury.
Really?
Oh. That's what a jury is. Yeah.
All right.
Caribbean land.
When you Google yourself, which is, you know, a sinful crime, that's what tends
to
go.
You often Google yourself?
Do people do that? I didn't know.
I heard rumors about you Googling yourself at least once a week.
No, I have a Google alert for my name. I'll tell you, I've never said this on air before. You know, it comes up most of the time for me, even though this isn't even about me. It's people that have Justin Wayne something as their name.
Yeah.
In jail.
Oh, brilliant.
To at least one or two a day.
Brilliant.
And they're all in the South. Stop it. But thanks very much for coming along and for being nice to us on Twitter and for giving us let us play your music and
thanks for
great stuff.
You know,
what's the future? Yeah. Have you got gigs and dates and festivals and tours coming up, recordings?
Not tours as such, but I kind of gig as long as my fingers permit, really. I'll play wherever. Anywhere. I've played people's barbecues before.
That's fantastic.
So I said that to somebody yesterday, and they said, "Oh, will you come and do my barbecue? Like, you know, turn the meat." I was like, "No, I play people's barbecues. So that I'll probably eat all the steak. And yeah, just keep gigging, really. I'm looking to do a couple of nights. I met some girls earlier who have got a club night in Reading, and they want to put me on there, so I'll be in Reading soon, hopefully. Some people in London, there's a bluegrass night in London to go along and play too. London's a big place. When you're from the country, it's like, I'm going to London. And London is like that, well, where? Like, I don't know, just getting off the bus. And just keep playing around, really. Just check the MySpace, the Reverb Nation, the Facebook, whatever. It'll all be on there, and I'm sure I'll be playing somewhere.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for sitting with us, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah,
see
definitely.
Soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
My path in life, but it couldn't be more different than what you're going through, fighting, killing, saving, winning with two rifles and a knife. Just one. Just a country fellow with a wit, the time will mellow. England, a border's gunpowder glory, for all the things that you love and you left behind. Empty pockets line your breeches, what is there for me? Time passes in the field, the memory. Back, face the other way. Well, it's a lifetime.
Once again, backstage at the Go-Go Festival. It is Sunday. It's nearly...
It's just...
20 past three.
Give or take a minute or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18 minutes past.
All right, yeah.
Who are we to quibble?
And we have a lovely band in the studio with us, a lovely artist and a lovely band. We have Zemi in the studio.
Hey, Recharge Radio. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
And do you have your band with you as well?
Yes. I do, my wonderful band.
And guys, do you want to introduce yourself or say hello?
Lean in.
Yeah, sure. I'm Zoltan playing guitar.
I'm Ivan playing drums.
I'm Darrow, I play the bass and I drive the tour bus as well.
Hey, someone has to. Yay. Someone has to.
To the drivers.
Yay. Don't have internet.
There's no internet on the bus at all.
Yeah, the tour man. Car.
Right, have you guys been touring then recently?
Well, we're just going to start our kind of major UK-wide gigs this summer because we're hitting the festival season quite hard. So up till now we've just been doing London, but now we're going as far as Wales and... Where else are we going? Oxford, today's Kent, yeah, just all around.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
So putting quite a few miles on the tour van then.
Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to, yeah.
Brilliant. Just by the names and by speaking to you guys beforehand, the band is very diverse. It sounds like they're very diverse culturally. How did you get the band together? Were you solo first as well?
I was at the very, very beginning, and then I found my guitarist Zoltan. I wish there was a glamorous story, but it's kind of through listings.
Sure.
Yeah. Or we can edit this out, and I can think of something and say it later if you want.
If there's any help on our show, we find a lot of the bands that have been on my show coming together via rockstar.com, an online meeting place for rock stars and people who want to be rock stars.
Okay.
And often they go for long walks down the beach together, discover a mutual love of rock music, and new bands are formed.
As you do.
Wow. That
happened for the Mercy House, Wasted Singers, and Man of Kin, oddly enough, all
amazing.
Through rockstar.com.
There you go.
Wow.
And Craigslist, a lot of people on Craigslist.
Gumtree
as well,
so. Is another one. All the secrets are coming out, the glamorous secrets.
Well, that is the internet these days. Do you guys have a pretty big internet presence?
Oh, yeah. I'm always on there. I feel like I'm part of the internet. It's really bad. My eyes are square now. But yeah, we're everywhere. Everywhere you can find a band site, I'm on there.
So describe the music a little bit to us. We'll get some from you and play it, of course, as well. But how has the process gone as far as putting the band together?
It's been awesome. We really... clicked straight away. I pretended that I had more auditionees lined up when I met these two, but they were the first ones and they were the last because they were so brilliant, and obviously Zoltan and I clicked a couple of years before that. So yeah, they really get what I'm trying to do and where I'm trying to go with my music, and yeah, they just have a really natural way of fitting everything together, so it's great.
For our listeners who might not have heard Zemi before, can you describe yourself?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pop singer-songwriter, so a bit of kind of Dido mixed in with Sia, and then with hints of, I'm kind of, I'd say in the middle of Beyonce and Norah Jones, maybe.
In between them? I wouldn't want to be in between them, I don't think.
I would.
You would?
You would. Our young Recharge Radio minion, Young Remedy, is making suggestions.
I forget what festival
hussy.
We're at sometimes.
She's a young hussy.
But, yeah, so... Great. So how did you come about getting involved with Go-Go Festival then? How did that happen?
Well, because we're unsigned, it's so difficult, and the festival world's really competitive. But I just tried to apply to ones that I really wanted to play, and Go-Go was lovely enough to offer us a slot, so that was good.
Well, I do think that that's a really great thing about Go-Go Festival, is that
definitely.
It is all independent music.
Definitely. It's such a big platform for us. Yeah. It's really been really fun for us today, so we appreciate it.
What other festival dates and stuff do you have planned then for the rest of the summer?
We're playing Kendall Calling, which is a while away. Lime Tree we're playing, one called Firefly. The Station Sessions in London and St. Pancras International is quite a cool one.
That's cool.
Just in the middle of rush hour, like bang smack at 6:30 we're on.
All right.
Oh, wow.
For the commuters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be wicked.
Is that something that goes on for quite a bit of the summer then?
They do the Station Sessions kind of monthly anyway, and then the summer, the block from June to July, they're having the festival like every day. So
sounds good to me.
And you're talking about studio as well very soon.
Yes, I'm hoping to get an EP out. I keep pushing the date further back and further back, but I think autumn, I'm hitting the studio in July, so hopefully that goes well. I'll record a couple of tracks and then release them.
Tell us about the album that's out now.
Oh yeah, there's just a kind of a 3-track one that I've got. It's free, it's downloadable from facebook.com/ZemiM or anywhere else, actually SoundCloud. It's just 3 songs, 2 recorded with a really great producer called Yoed Nevo, and 1 with an equally wonderful man called Tony White. So
Brilliant. Yeah. Right on. So you're all over the, all over that.
All over that shizzle, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much for stopping in and chatting to us, you guys. Really fantastic
Thank
set
you.
As well.
Can
I just say, if you haven't heard them, you need to hear them.
Oh.
Remedy. She's a beautiful voice, wonderful oh. musicianship. It was lovely.
Thanks so Thank much,
you.
Guys.
You heard our minion.
There we go. Yeah, and we'll see you very soon. Thanks very much
Hopefully
for stopping
yes.
in.
Hopefully, yes. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Bye.
Thanks
for
having us.
See you guys.
And that does conclude the evening of we have, of course, next week, right here, same time, same place. We're going to have that second half of the interviews from the Go-Go Festival, including interviews from the comedians, Zoe Lyons, Jen Brister, and Susie Ruffle, as well as Heather Peace and Jill Jackson is next week. Thanks very much to all the artists at Go-Go Festival's brilliant week, brilliant weekend. And we'll see you very soon. Once again, this is the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio for also for DJ Moomin and for Remedy. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.